My apologies. Okay, let's learn. Okay. Return to the world of the Vilna Gaon. So let's start with a piece from the Imre Naum, which is the Vilna Gaon's collected writings on Brachos. It doesn't really have to do with the Parsha, but I think it has actually a lot to do with the Parsha. Because the Parsha is called Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha Meretzecha. Many tzaddikim explain that the whole Indian of Lech Lecha is not, as Hashem says, it wasn't just a tzivoy to Avram Avinu. Lech Lecha is what Hashem says to every person every day of your life. And the avodah is to keep moving. And that's one of the things that makes us human beings. The avodah of constantly moving forward. There's an amazing piece, actually, if you have the Shlomo Katz, Rav Shlomo Karlbach, Parsha one. So in this week's Parsha, it's an amazing piece about the importance of moving, even if you're moving in the wrong direction. But as long as you're moving, there's a chance to move in the right direction. As opposed to a person who's bechlal not moving, if you stop moving, then you're not a person anymore. Let's see why that is. Let's try to understand. The Gemara says in Brachos, on page number one. Again, this is the Imre Naum, the Gra's writings in Brachos, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Haniftar mechavero lo yomar lo lech bishalom. Rather, you should say lech lishalom. When you part ways with a person, you shouldn't say go bishalom, go in peace. You should say lech lishalom, go to peace. Explains the Gra. The Isa kishabara kadosh baruch hu olam shal lishalom. When Hashem created the world, He asked Shalom, what do you think about man? Good idea or bad idea? Amar Shalom said, Al Yivrasha Kulok Tata, don't waste your time with man. He's nothing other than one big machlokas. He's always fighting, he's always causing trouble. Yeah, everyone's pointing their nuclear weapons in each other's faces. Don't waste your time with this. They're very divisive, and they're very negative, and they're only going to cause trouble. Tzedek, Hashem asked Tzedek, righteousness, what do you think about man? Righteousness, man, it's a joke. Right? Man is a shaker, and his whole thing is sheker. No way. No way we can create man. What did the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Hishlich emes arza, vashalom nishar lamal. The Kadosh Baruch Hu threw emes to the ground, and shalom remained on high. Now, it's a big question what this medrash means. There's a lot of interpretations. The Katzker had a famous interpretation. But shalom stayed up top, and Hashem threw emes to the ground. Right? Which might mean that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's believed in the possibility of this world. But the Gra explains as follows. Very famous pasuk in Zechariah. If someone were to ask you, give me one pasuk in Tanakh that highlights the difference between people and angels, it's this pasuk in Zechariah. Zechariah 3:7. Perek Gimel pasuk Zion. Namely, what? The difference between a person and a malach, in one word, is that a malach is an omid. Person is a holich. The malachim are described in the Navi as regal yeshara, as a straight leg. Malachim can't bend their knees, like we spoke about this morning, the Indian of lowering yourself to be able to jump up. Those were there this morning. A malach, we stand with our feet together during Shemona Esrei, right? Because we're showing that we're in an angelic state. But during Shemona Esrei, the most important parts, perhaps, are when we bend our knees, when we highlight the fact that we do have joints, we do have knees. We can lower ourselves, and therefore we can raise ourselves up. A malach is an omid. A malach does his shlichus. A malach doesn't have ups and downs, right? But that limits the malach. And a person is greater than a malach because we're a holy, because we have the ability to go and to grow. Perish, sha'adam hu ha'ole b'madrigasu yoser. That man is on a higher level even than angels. V'ha malach omid tamid b'madriga achas me'ez shenivra. And the malach maintains this level from the time it was created. V'adam yachol lalos malam malam. V'zeh shekosav srafim omdim mima'alam. The avodah of a person is to be a holich and to keep going and to change constantly. Lech lecha, go deeper to yourself, go deeper to yourself. Go closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, be a holich. So says the Gra, now you understand the Gemara. When you part ways with a person, when you part ways with your friend, don't say to him, lech bishalom, go in peace. Don't stay on the level of shalom. Osa shalom b'mroma, that's for the angels to stay in shalom. A person has to what? Lech leshalom. Lech leshalom means I keep going. V'nimsa kisha adam chai, where it's underlined, hu holeich lishalom. I'm moving towards shalom. Right? I'm not in a state of bishalom. Aval kisha meis kvar ba bishalom. But when your life is over, then you're in a state of bishalom. Then you're in a state of peace. Akach yomer lacha bishalom shekvar nichnas b'socha. Right? When you part ways from a mace at a levaya, right? you wish the departed. You wish the nifter, the niftaris, you say, lech bishalom, you should go in peace. That everything that you worked on should now be bish, should be internalized. You should take it with you. But while you're still alive, you're not bi, you're not bi anything, you're le. You keep moving, right? Leich shalom. I guess it's interesting. The Beis and the Lamed is, I guess, the first letter of the Torah and the last letter of the Torah. So we say leich shalom, right? It means you're still trying to, like, the end is still beyond you. If you get to the Beis, that's already, I don't know. I have to think about that. Maybe there's something there. Leich bishalom, leich lishalom. Yeah, Bereishis starts with a Beis.
I got it.
And le'enei kol Yisrael ends with a Lamed. So there might be something there also. But a Jew has to keep thinking that there's still more to go. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. Maybe I'm saying it backwards.
Everything's in Bereishis.
Right? True.
Dying about Bereishis.
But again, I think this is a good way to start Lech Lecha. Hashem says to the first Jew, the whole avodah is just Lech, is going. And the more a person goes, the more of an Adam you are, and the more that man has the ability to be greater than angels in that way. Okay? So, now let's come to the hero of our parsha, the hero of our people, Avram Avinu. And I want to highlight the godless before we even begin to explore the parsha. We'll see a little bit in the parsha. But let's talk about the person whose life is so significant in the parsha, and that's Avram Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, this is from the Sefer Ma'ayana Shel Torah, a very famous collection on Chumash.
It's your turn.
Originally in Noah.
No. Oh, yeah, it was just
your turn, really?
Today, it might be today.
Today?
I think it's tonight.
I have someone else in here whose yahrzeit is today.
Ma'ayana Shel Torah, tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow? Okay, Gevaldik.
I think tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah, what was his name? I don't remember his name. Alexander's something. I don't remember.
I got it.
Okay, so he writes in this week's parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, "Ve'eschal l'goy gadol, I'll make you into a great nation." Hashem gave Avram a lot of promises. The Vilna Gaon said, we're not going to learn the piece inside, but the Vilna Gaon said there are seven lashonos of bracha that Hashem gave to Avraham, and it corresponds to Alexander Zusha Friedman. Wow, tonight's his yahrzeit. No way. I almost put two pieces in for my Anash Altar. Okay, I think then I only put in one. Wow. Okay, amazing. Oh. Wow. Okay. Very special. Zuchusa again Aleinu. So Ve'eschal l'goy gadol, Ve'eschal l'goy gadol, Hashem promises Avram, I'll make you into a great nation. Yeah? I'll make you unbelievably great. That's what I was saying. So the Gra says that there's seven lashonos of bracha, which correspond to the seven mashalim of Bilam. If you break up Bilam, it's really like three drushes that Bilam gives, but it's divided into three things and then four things. And if you look by Avram also, it's also the seven things are divided also into four into three. So, but one of the promises is Eschal l'goy gadol, I'll make you into a great nation. Make you into a great nation. So he says, he quotes a Gemara. The Gemara has a very interesting statement. It's a braisa. Maimer mufla matzoi b'divrei Chazal. There's a remarkable statement in Chazal. Pasuk says in Yeshua, ha'adam ha'gadol ba'anakim, the man who is great amongst greats, amongst giants, ze Avram Avinu. She'achilaso v'shtiyaso hayekneged shivim v'arba anashim. Avram Avinu ate as much as 74 men. It sounds like a Vilna Gaon type of art, brewing, right? For those of us who've seen. Yeah, it's a statement in Masechta Sofrim, in one of the Masechtos Katanas. So the Gemara said, what does that mean? Avram ate as much as seven. He was a big person. He had an unbelievable appetite. Well, what's the pshat? Avram ate as much as 74 people. So he explains as follows. Baram Nemar B'maymed Ar Sinai. How many people ate at Maymed Ar Sinai? So say, well, all of Klai Yisrael ate. Or maybe they'll say, no one ate. What are you talking about eating? So let's look. Vayal Moshe v'Aaron, Nadav Aviu v'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael. Moshe, that's one. Aaron, that's two. Nadav and Aviu, that's four. V'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael, that's 70 more. That's 74. 74, right? Moshe, Aaron. Aaron's two sons, and the 70 is a Canaan. And what happened? V'Yachazu Aselokim, V'Yochlu V'Yishtu. They perceived the divine. They saw God. And they partied. They ate and drank. Yeah, look at the Ramban, the famous Ramban there. The Ramban says this is the source for a siyam, a sudas siyam. When you learn Torah, you make a siyam, and you eat, you have a feast. Right? The Ramban at the, and over there, Mishpatim. Okay, so there were 74 people who ate and drank in celebration of Har Sinai. Harei hayu sham shivim v'arba ish. So there are 74 men. Asher higiu lidei hasagos el yonos biyoser elokus. The Vilna Gaon says, when the Torah says that these tzaddikim ate, it doesn't mean that they ate, right? It means that what? That they consumed godliness. They consumed ruchnias. They had hasagos. The same way that when a person eats, you feel it inside of you. They were able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the Dvar Hashem of Har Sinai, they felt it inside of themselves. That's eating and drinking, right? Maybe eating is the revealed Torah and drinking is the hidden Torah. The yayin comes from, you squeeze out the grapes, you reveal something that's inside of it. Okay. Right, lechem and yayin sometimes corresponds to nigla and nistar. Zeu she'amru chazal, so now says the gross, that's the pshat. It says what? That the achila and the shtiyah of Avram Avinu was connected to 74 people. Which is unbelievable. That means Avram's hasagas elokus, Avram's awareness of God, was equal to that of Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu and the Shem Zekanim, Shas Matan Torah. That's unbelievable. And that's why you find in two places in Shas, the last Mishnah in Kedushin, and the Gemara in Mesechus Yoma, that Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given. How did he do that? It's unbelievable. We saw a Gra, I think maybe the first or second week. The Gra on Am Naval V'lo Chacham. Right? Am Naval V'lo Chacham. A nation that was Lo Chacham. Uncle says, why were you not smart? Because you received the Torah, the Kabilu Oraisa. You're not smart because you received the Torah? So the Gra said, yeah. Because if you were on the level of Avram Avinu, you didn't have to. Avram didn't need the Torah to figure everything out. If you're really connected to Hashem, you look at your own body and you figure everything out. This arm, what am I supposed to do with my left arm? Ah, yes, of course, tefillin. Right? You figure out from all the limbs of the body, the 365 sinews and the 248 limbs, the 613 parts of the body, figure out the 613 mitzvahs. So Avram was unbelievable. He had the ability to infer on his own, to eat and drink, in his hasagas elokus, his awareness of God, as much as the 74 stood at Har Sinai. Yeah, so that's maybe why Rabbi Nachman always says da when he has something deep to say. Right, da, 74. It also, I realized that tonight I didn't have a chance to look it up. There's a very interesting mice with the Imre Emes. I have to look. I saw it once in the Pardes Yosef. It's in a biography of the Imre Emes. He was asked something about the number of names that appear in Noach, and he says, 74. I'm pretty sure he said 74. That's what I have to check. I think he said 74. And they asked him, they said, how did you know that? He said, I didn't know that. He said, Hashem put the number 74 in my head. And then he checked it afterwards, and it was 74. There's a mice with the Imre Emes like that. Yeah. But it must be that those 74 have something to do with this. It must be that Avram is a tikkun for that whole, for all the names. I have to look it up. Lina's, I'm going to report back on that. No, I never shared that story before. But yeah, it could be that the Dav, Rabbi Nachman. 74 is a significant number. I have to think about 74. 74 is Chachma and Gematria with the Kolel is 74. It's the heights of wisdom, maybe. I don't know. You have to think about 74. Okay? But again, through the eyes of the Vilna Gaon, we have a new appreciation of how great Avram Avinu was. Keneged Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu and the Shem Zekanim. That's how great Moshe's understanding of a Kaddish. That's how great Avram Avinu's understanding of a Kaddish Baruch was. Which leads to one simple question. Because if the Gemara and the Mishnah says that Avram kept all the mitzvahs before it was given, what mitzvah did Avram not do before it was given? What mitzvah is he given in this week's parsha? Bris Milah. Why didn't Avram figure out how to give himself a Bris Milah? Again, it's a very famous question, and there are many, many answers to this question. I'll tell you what the Vilna Gaon said, and I'll tell you what Rav Baruch of Mezhbuz said. This is not a shir, and this is not a grandchild of the Baal Shem Tov Torah shir. This is a Vilna Gaon shir. Okay, but it happens to be in the Sefer on page 3 in the Vayakel Moshe from Moshe Cohen Gordon. He brings the answer of Rav Baruch of Mezhbuz, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, and he brings the grub. Right? The question was posed to the Hasidim and the Misnagdim, he says, and here are their answers. Okay? Anyone have a thought? What are your answers? Why didn't Avram give himself a Bris Milah until he was commanded to give a Bris Milah? Let's see. Let's see if you're a Misnagdim or a Chassid. No? Everybody, what do you say? Why did Avram not give himself a Bris Milah? He did every other mitzvah before he was commanded.
It's very dangerous.
Is it dangerous?
Can't make that call.
Can't make that call. Interesting. There's a Chuvas Chassam Sofer that says, if not for the mitzvah of Milah, it's insane. It's crazy. You're doing the most delicate procedure on an 8-day-old baby. If not for the schus of the mitzvah, it wouldn't make any sense. Babies would be dying left and right. It's a nice nigla that people survive Bris Milah. Chamon Alatzan, occasionally chas v'shalom, someone could die from it. It is dangerous. But the fact that, you know, all of us are sitting here and we all had a Bris Milah and we survived, that's an unbelievable nis. Yeah?
Maybe Mila is so lofty that it's not something that Avram would be able to be.
Okay, maybe. We have to figure out why that is, but it could be. Could be.
Why he couldn't.
Maybe the world wasn't ready for it. Maybe, like, why did Avram show up as the Ari Kiva? Maybe he was waiting for Hashem to tell you when the.
But why? I hear. Yeah?
I tell Hashem that your goof is, like, schwer.
Ah, so you can't. Right, so I can't say my body that you made me is imperfect until Hashem tells you. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Shalom Aleichem. We're metakin the guf. The Sefer Achinuch says Bris Milah is the seal that we're different. Achinuch in Mitzvah Beis says that it highlights that we're different from the Umas Olam. But you can't do that. You can't tell Hashem your body, the body that you made me is imperfect. Tell Hashem tells you. So that's, I like that pshat. I never saw that pshat. That's a nice pshat. I think the most posh pshat. I don't remember who brings it. Different people bring it. I think maybe the Or Gedaliah brings it. The Pasha Pshat is a bris requires, a covenant requires two parts. Right? I mean, I can't make a bris with you without you signing up. That's, I think that's the most Pasha Pshat answer. Right? But two other answers. One is related. He's a chassid. Rav Yonatan's a chassid. He says similar to Rav Baruch. No one said the Vilna Gaon. No Misnagdim here? There's no such thing as Misnagdim anywhere. No, it's the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, writes in Likutei Diburim. He says that Machlokas is over. That whole Inyan of Chassidus now is over. Again, exactly what that means and how it's over, he has. I don't want to try to say it balpeh because I don't know the Lashonos, and he has very nice Lashonos. He says the time has come for everyone to. But that whole thing's over. So we don't call people Misnagdim. Okay, but look what he says. Here's what he says. Yeah, you have a thought? So look what he says. Misaprim kipam achas biyos harebi Rav Baruch. Rav Baruch is Rav Baruch of Mezhbash. Certain tzaddikim are called the Rebbe Reb, right? Ha Rebbe Baruch. Right? The Rebbe Reb Zusha, the Rebbe Reb Melech. Certain tzaddikim are zochet to a double title. It's a chashiv thing. And some people are zochet to HaKadosh, Shlach Kadosh. Yeah. Different tzaddikim get HaKadosh at the end of the name. Yeah, who else is HaKadosh? Ariya Kadosh, the Yira Kadosh, the Shlach Kadosh, the Archaim HaKadosh, the Alshach HaKadosh. They say one of the reasons that the Alshach HaKadosh and the Shlach HaKadosh became HaKadosh is because the names of their Sfarim had to be changed. The Shlach called his Sefer Shlach is Shnei Luchos HaBris.
Yeah.
That name's taken already. We got the Shnei Luchos HaBris is already the Luchos. We can't do that. So we had to call him the Shlach. So because we downgraded him by calling him the Shlach, we added HaKadosh. The same thing with the Alshach. Right? The Alshach is Sefer. The Alshach is Sefer is called Torah Smosha. The Moshe Alshach. Torah Smosha, I think that's taken also. Right? Okay, so we should call the Chassam Sofer. Also has Torah Smosha. Chassam Sofer HaKadosh. Okay? That's what some Sfarim say, why the name HaKadosh was added. So Rav Baruch was asked when he was a young boy of 8 years old. Shalu Echad Mechachme Ostro. One of the Chachamim asked him if the Gemara in Kedushin, Pei Beis, when Aleph says Avram kept all the mitzvos before it was given, so why didn't he do mitzvos Mila? So before he gives us the Hasidish answer, he gives us the Vilna Gaon's answer. He says in the third paragraph, Rav Baruch was 8 years old. Well, the Groh was 5 years old. Take that. Yeah, the Groh was 5 years old when he was asked the question. And the Groh gave an answer, and Rav Baruch gave an answer, and there were different answers. What did the Groh say? The Groh said, Pasha. Gadol ha-metzuva va-osa, mimi she'eno metzuva va-osa. You get more schar for doing something when you're commanded. Yeah? So Avram decided to wait to do it until he was commanded. So you'll say, but what about all the other mitzvahs? Why didn't he wait for those? The difference with Mila is you can only do it once. All the other mitzvahs, says the Grah, Avram could do and he can do and he can do it when Hashem's commands him. Then he'll keep doing it and now he'll do it as a mitzvah, so he'll get greater reward. But Bris Mila, it's a one-shot deal. So Avram waited for Kadosh Baruch Hu to command him so that he'd be able to do it in the optimal fashion. Kedeshiyah mitzvah va'osa, and he'd be able to get the full schar. That's the Grah's answer. Grah the answer. What did Rav Baruch say? The Rebbe Rav Baruch of Mezhbuz gave an answer in the final paragraph, page 3. Kol ha-mitzvah shebatorah yochol ha-ya'ar mavinu l'kayim gam kodim shenitztav aleyen yishim she'ein kol ha-veira ba'asiyasun v'kiyuman. There's no aveira. Now this could be something like, Yonatan said something like Buddy said. Yeah, that what? Now, what's the aveira? So you could say that the aveira is you're saying Hashem's body is imperfect. That's a nice pshat, I never saw that. Or you could say, right, that it's dangerous and it's inappropriate to harm one's body. Forget a question of whether it's a critique of Hashem's design of the body. But what right do you have to be chovel ba'atzmo? You're not allowed to cut yourself. You're not allowed to harm yourself. Right? There's an Isra Chavala, the Gemara Bava Kama. She'ein adam reshai lachvol ba'atzmo. He's not allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo. Lachin lo haya Avraham Avinu reshai lamolas atzmo terem shenitztav al mitzvos mila. Okay, so even though, again, so we learned an amazing thing today. We learned that Avraham Avinu was greater than Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu and the Shuvim Zakenim in terms of his Hasagas Elokus. And we know that Avraham kept all the mitzvahs. So we have a Shaila. Why didn't he do Bris Milah? Now we have two answers. the Vilna Gaon's answer, you gotta wait to be Mitzuvah Va'oseh to get more schar, or Rav Baruch HaMezhbar's answer, which is you don't have a right to harm your body, unless the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a special Rishus to perform that delicate procedure. Okay? Good? Alright, let's keep going.
Are there any other mitzvahs like that?
Are there any other mitzvahs like that? What is it?
There's no other one-time mitzvah.
Right, what else? What else is like that?
Bringing a carbon.
Bringing a carbon, what do you mean? You have a right to... Okay?
There's no basic English anyway, so... I mean, he wasn't bringing carbonum.
Yeah, okay. That could be that man already has reshus from Noach's time to dominate animals. That could be... I don't know about Stam, but I think with a purpose... I don't know. Interesting thought. Yeah?
If we're not supposed to be the, like, Avadim that are serving to be Mekabel Schar, then why would Avram...
Right, so why would Avram... That's a good question. Right. Why didn't Avram... You would think the ultimate... Right. We could have had the exact opposite part.
Yeah.
Why did Avram do Bris Mila, Gol Mesuvosa? You can only do it once. He should have waited. No, but he wanted to show. It's not about the Schar. Right, it's Rizus. Rizus Magdim Le Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah. It's Rizus Magdim Le Mitzvah. You have to have a Mitzvah. Right, it could be the kiyum itself.
Yeah.
Right. And again, I think you always fall back on the most basic answer, which is a bris requires a partnership. You can't do a one-sided bris. Okay. Okay, now here's an interesting one. This is something we haven't seen yet. I've shown you, we've learned together insights from the Gra. We've learned together things that were attributed to the Gra, which we said, maybe yes, maybe no. Right? But we have yet to see something that someone else said where the Gra said, Toyos Emes, and the Gra signed off on it. So now we're going to see something where a Malamed said a Var, and the girl loved the Var. And that's also Chashuv. If they to get the Vilna Gaon's approval for something, that's also not Stam. Yeah? When we were learning the Chafetz Chaim a couple of years ago, there's a Var from the Chafetz Chaim. When the Pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, it says that that taking Shochat, taking bribery, blinds the eyes of those who are wise. Right? So the Chafetz Chaim said, you have to think about that Pasuk. Who's calling this person wise? Hashem, the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying that bribery can blind, can deceive the eyes of someone who the Torah calls wise. So the Chafetz Chaim says, imagine, you know, a 2-year-old kid comes over to a 5-year-old kid and says, you're rich. He says, that's right, I'm rich. I've got $2.50. He's like, the 2-year-old says, I only have a quarter. You're so rich. Right? So, okay, praise is only as good as the person who gives the praise. Right? But if Bill Gates comes over to you and says, you're rich, that's a different thing. Someone of that caliber calling you rich is a different thing. So we have to assess the praise in accordance with the one who's giving the praise. So Hashem says in his Torah, right, that bribery blinds someone who I consider wise. And even someone Hashem says is a smart person. That's how dangerous Shochat is, taking a bribe is. So when the Vilna Gaon says, I think this is Torah's MS, that's a major haskama. We have to take it seriously. Okay, this is from the Sefer Pnina Mishulchan Agra. It's a collection of Torahs from the Gra. In this week's Parsha, and he says the following. And it's a very good question, and just push a pshat and a pasuk in this week's parsha. Okay, let's look at the pasuk. See the pasuk on the right-hand side on page 4? Vayihi, this is by the Bris Bein Abasar. Vayihi Hashemesh ba, v'alta haya v'hinei tanur eish, v'tanur ashan, v'lapid eish, asher avar bein agzarim ha'el. It says by the Bris Bein Abasarim that there was a fire, there was a tanur ashan, and a lapid eish, asher avar that passed Ben Hagzar Meila, between the pieces of the animals that were cut apart at Hashem's command. But why does it say Asher Avar? The fire that passed, Asher Avar, that had passed between these pieces? Now I know Pashup Shat, Asher Avar could be understood past, right? That was passing between these pieces. But Asher Avar sounds like it had previously passed. So the Vilna Gaon overheard the following one time. Yeah, what happened? I can't read here. This damin pam l'rabenu, l'shmo malamid dardiki. One time the Vilna Gaon overheard a malamid, a school teacher. Heichu mavar l'talmid of pasuk zeh. And here's what he explained. Why does it say asher avar? Right? It says in the bottom line, d'halo al osa shah midaber akasav. It's talking about right now the fire is passing through the pieces. Asher avar sounds like it previously passed. Top of the left side of the page. Shalapid eish over achshav ben agzar. Uma makum yesh lichtov asher avar. Ki ilu mesaper al tanur ha'esh hanira ata. Ki pam ba'avar hu asher avar ben agzar. It sounds like we've met this fire before. that the fire that's passing through the pieces now is the same fire that had previously passed through this. Well, what are you talking about? What does that mean? What's this Asher Avar? So this Malam meets the following. He said, why did Hashem make the brisbane of Asar with Avram? Why does Hashem love Avram so much? Where does it all begin? The Pasuk says he loves him because he educates his kids. He loves him because of Akedas Yitzchak. That's all later. What's the first thing that Avram did to show his commitment?
To be here in the middle of the building with the fire.
That what? He himself passed through the fire. Avram himself was thrown into the fire. Take a look what he says. Amazing. El Teretz HaMalamid. The Malamid explained. Sorry. Mahi Azchus Sha'amdalo La'Avram Avinu. It's a good villain going story that goes with that, but I'll tell you later. Mahi Azchus Sha'amdalo La'Avram Avinu. She is Kilibris Ben Basarim. What was the merit that Avram had? Yeah, that he was Zocha to the Bris Ben Basarim. Masha Masar Nafsha B'Kipshonesh. If you want to know why Hashem is making a fiery covenant with Avram right here, it's because previously Avram was in the fire. Azos Ramaz Kana Kosov. Vine Tanur Ashan Velapid Eish Asher Avar. Asher Avar. That he passed through. Who passed through? What passed through? Avram Besocho Bezman Kivshanesh. That Avram had passed through previously. Oso Tanur Hu Asher Nimsaka Eis Bein Agzar Meila. That same fire of commitment of Avram Avinu in the Rashi at the end of Parshas Noach, right, is the same fire that Hashem says, I want to make a fiery treaty with you because you put your life on the line for me. Kevin Shashama Zos Hagon, when the Vilna Gon heard this vart, Amar Kipeirish Zehu La Amita Shal Torah, Afshenu Pshuta Shal Mikra. It's an amazing insight, even though it's not the Pasha Pshat. And how do we know this story from the Gra? You hear these Maisalach, and I wonder if they're true. So we have this as passed down to us from Rav Avram Gervitz, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Gateshead, whose yard site was today. His yard site happened to have been today, which is amazing, very special. That he heard this as a Mesorah from the family of the Vilna Gon. Now the Vilna Gaon overheard the Malamed say this var, that in the schus of Avram previously passing through the fire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a fiery treaty with Avram Avinu, and we're still living off the bris bein of Asarim today. That bris is what carries us through all of the exiles, as Avram was setting up those pieces of those animals, and the fire was passing through. That's mamish, and the birds weren't cut. That's us. It's mamish. We live off of it till this very day. The commitment of Avram Avinu, schus of Avram Avinu. Yeah.
By seeing the building on fire,
the Bir de Lekes. Oh, that's what you're saying. The Bir de Lekes, right? How did Avram discover Hashem? The Medrash says he saw a Bir de Lekes. He saw the mashal of a person who saw a palace that was either illuminated with lights or was on fire, and he said there must be an owner to this. This thing didn't come from nowhere. And then the Baal HaBira sticks his head out the window and says, "I'm the owner of the house." So too, Avram looked at the stars, he looked at the sun, he said, there's got to be someone responsible for all these lights. And Hashem was Megal himself. So maybe the fire is the fire of the Bir de Lekes. Good shot. It's even earlier. Very good. Okay. Moving right along. So in the morning, we're learning the Leket Amarim of Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter. And now we're going to learn the Leket Amarim, the collected teachings of the Vilna Gaon, that are printed in the back of the Gra on Megillas Rus. And it's a shot in this week's Parsha. One of the promises that Hashem makes Avram Avinu is Avaracha Mevarachecha. I will bless those who bless you. Umekalelcha, or those who curse you, shall be cursed. Notice the lack of consistency in the phraseology of the Pasuk. Va'avaracha, I will bless those who bless you, and those who curse you, I will curse. You see why it's inconsistent? It should have said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you.
The word.
Right? Or it should have said, blessed will be those who bless you, I will bless, and those who curse you, I will curse. But here it goes back and forth. I will bless those who bless you, and those who curse you, I will curse. It's inconsistent. Kasha, Eitzel Mavarachecha, Amar Tchila Vavarcha. Eitzel Mikalelcha, it says only afterwards, our. Why is that? So the Vilna Gaon explained. A bracha from a rich person is greater than a bracha from a poor person. And a curse from a poor person is worse than a curse from a rich person. Right? So therefore, Hashem says, I'm going to give you the best in both directions. Right? I will bless those who are going to bless you. Meaning, I'll make them rich, so that way when they give you a bracha, you're getting a bracha from a rich person. Umikalelcha, and those who intend to curse you, only after they curse you, or will I make them poor, So that way the bracha, the klal will be less of a klal.
Wow.
Right? So you win in both directions. Yeah? You hear? To lessen the severity of the klala and to increase the significance of the bracha. And all of that will be in your schos avram avinu. Schos avram avinu. Yeah? That's what he says. I guess a rich, because when a rich, again, a poor, it goes back to what I was saying a minute ago. When a 2-year-old says to you, I give you a bracha, you should be rich, in his mind, being rich means having $5. A little kid doesn't have a sense of what rich really means. When a rich person gives you a bracha, by his standards, you should have everything you need. Well, what does he need? He needs a stretch limo, he needs a private jet, he needs, a hot tub. Yeah? Okay, so the person who needs, you also need a hot tub. Okay. Yeah, Sameach Bechalka, right?
Maybe it's the usher. Who's
right, the real usher. Okay, could be. But again, it's an amazing deal. It's just a nice touch of a pasuk. Okay, here's a great story. I had heard this story a number of years ago with a slightly different nusach, but let's read the nusach that appears in the Sefer Otzer Pizgamim Mechacham on page 6. Hagra Bikesh is Anshe Ir Vilna. Here's a great story. The Vilna Gaon, as we know, was a very busy person. Very busy serving Hashem, Yom V'Layla. Didn't waste a second. But he was the Vilna Gaon, and he was one of the, obviously, most chashuv people in Vilna. And therefore, when the Rosh HaKal, the head of the community, needed to make big decisions, they wanted to talk to the Vilna Gaon about it. So he asked them, don't bother me. Don't call me to an asif unless it's a takana chadasha. If you're just reassessing rules that are already in place, don't bother me. But if you need to make a new decree, then you can disturb me. You can knock on my base medrash, you can knock on my door, and I'll give you, 10 seconds of my time. Tell you if it's a good idea or not. Okay. So one time, they came to the Vilna Gaon, and they knocked on the door, and they said, Rebbe, we have a shaila, a new takana. We want to see if it meets your approval. And when he heard what they suggested, he got so angry at them. What did they suggest? They said, listen, there's a lot of people from neighboring towns who come collecting tzedakah in Vilna. And it's a big tircha on our tzibur. We have enough aniyim in our own city. I don't need to support the next town over, and then 2 towns over, and 3 towns over. So they asked the Vilna Gaon, can we make a rule, an official rule, that we don't give tzedakah to people who are not from our town? That's what they wanted to know. A new takana. We make a rule in Vilna, we don't give out money to people who are not from Vilna. We're not from the Yoshve Vilna. So the Vilna Gaon, by the second arrow, vayihi b'shamo esdavar ha'takana ragaz aleihem vayomer. When he heard the suggestion, he got so angry at them. Halo mikvar amarti lachem ki al tikro si ki im be'asos takana chadasha. I told you, don't bother me unless you're making a new rule. And this is not a new rule. So they said, takana chadashi, it's a new rule. This is a new rule. We never had this rule in town. On alo manhige ha'ir, he said to the leaders of the city, takana yeshana, mikvar, this is an old rule, says the Gra. It's a rule that goes back to the Arba Artsos, to the four lands. Now if you look in the footnote, it says that in Medinas Poland, Nechleku Hayula Arba Artsos. Right? It was known as the Vad Arba Artsos. The four quadrants, the four sections of Poland. Right? And there was a Vad. It was a Vad that took care of different things related to the Jewish community of those four territories. So they thought that's what the Vilna Gaon meant. Right? He says, this is an old rule. The Vad Arba Artsos has already ruled on this matter. This is not a new takana. Why are you bothering me? So they said, or maybe he said that. Isn't this already written in the Vad Arba Artsos? So they looked. They said, what are you talking about? It's not there. There's no such rule. So he said, oh, you thought I meant the Arba Artsos, the four territories around Poland. No, no, no. That's not the Arba Artsos I meant. Look what he said to them. Very sharp. The Gra said, Arba Artsos shamarti lachem. I meant Sodom v'Amora Adma v'Tzvoyim. In this week's parsha, the most wicked towns that wouldn't give to anyone else other than the people of their town. They wouldn't even give to the people of their own town. So he said, this is not a new rule. This is what the oldest Rasham used to do. And they very quickly got the message that we have to make sure that we have a tzedakah fund, not only for the people of our city, but for the people of the neighboring cities. Ah, there are halachos about how you give out tzedakah, okay. But the Vilna Gaon said, to put it on the books that we don't give. We don't give to someone from a neighboring town. It's too much. You can't put that in print. Okay, the community, the head of the community has to allocate the funds in a way that's balanced, right? So most of my money has to go to a neem of your city, a neem of Yerushalayim, okay, whatever it is. But to put on the books, that's mamish, the wickedness of Sodom. And the Vilna Gaon said, that's not a new rule. That's an age-old rishis. Okay. On page 7. Page 7 is, I'll just show you a quick thing. There's a lot of Torah actually on this idea. And we can think about it maybe another time. But I just want you to know this part. You have to know this part. It's attributed to the Gra. Some say it b'shem other people. In this sefer here called the Me'ah Shiloach, that's not the Ishbitzer, a different Me'ah Shiloach, of Meir Yonah Barnetsky. Right? Me'ah stands for Meir Yonah. I don't know anything about him. But this Meir Yonah Barnetsky brings a vart from the Vilna Gaon. Because in this week's Parsha, Avram becomes Avraham. And the Gemara says in Brachos that anyone who calls Avraham Avram, if you call him by his old name, you're over on an Aseh and maybe also a Los Aseh. You're not allowed to call Avram by his name. So everyone wants to know, but there's other people who got name changes. The Torah doesn't say it's also to call Yaakov Yaakov. After he became Yisrael, he kept the name Yaakov a little bit. So why is that so? That's a big discussion. The Gemara already discusses it, right? And many Sfarim discuss why that is. Avram becomes Avram, and Yaakov becomes Yisrael, but also stays Yaakov, more so. Avram does not remain Avram at all. Yaakov is Yaakov and Yisrael. Why? Why is that so? So the Gra says the following. He says by the second arrow, he says, I'd like to explain this idea. I've heard this word many times from Avram Shur in the name of the Gra, and it's important to know. And again, you're going to have a couple questions on it. I don't have the answers for you the second, but you should just know this idea. Who established davening?
The Avos.
Avram was Tikkun Shacharis, Yitzchak was Mincha, and Yaakov was Maariv. And it's hinted to in their names. How is it hinted to in their names? He says, L'man da'amar tfilos avos tiknum, v'zeh merumas b'shemosam, four lines from the bottom. Ki ba'Avraham, the second letter of his name is a bays, hu lahoros al tfilas boker. And Yitzchak, the second letter of his name, is a tzadi, because Yitzchak was metaki in tfilas tzaharayim. And Yaakov, the second letter of his name, is an ayin, because Yaakov was metaki in tfilas arvis. And if you change his name to Yisrael, then it doesn't work. You need the beis for boker, and you need the tzadi for tzaharayim, and you need the ayin for arvis. Now that word that it spells, beis tzadi ayin, is an important word, and is part of the secret of this whole sugya. Because what do the brothers say when they're going to sell, when they're about to get rid of Yosef?
Ma betza.
Right, ma betza. Ma betza. What good is it to kill him? We could sell him. Yeah? It's interesting. Yosef might be the one who's keneged Musaf. Avram is Shachris. Yitzchak is Mincha. Yaakov is Maariv. And Yosef may be Musaf. Yeah? So if that's true, then I'm sure that the ma betza, when they said about Yosef, ma betza, what good is it to kill him? We should sell him. That betza is certainly hinting to the tefillos that were already established and Yosef's ability to establish the last tefillah. But again, Yaakov's name had to remain Yaakov in order to megalo this remez, which again is a remez from the Gra. The gematria of betza is also connected to this. The gematria of betza is also connected to this. But again, that's Rav Shor talks about this a lot. And you should just know. You should know this remez. It's an important remez to know. Okay. Two more things. One from the Haftorah, and then I want to end on a really, really exciting thing. Okay, on page 8. This is from the Sefer Zichron B'Sefer, Rav Yosef Saperstein. He has a scum in the Sefer from Rav Chaim Brisker. So that's pretty good. And he brings the following insight from the Gra, which explains one of the most important questions that every Jew grapples with. The question of Yediyah and Bechira. How could it be that I have free will if God knows everything? How can those two things work together? The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah in the fifth parak is very busy trying to tell us that we're not going to solve this question. The Ravid is busy yelling at the Rambam, why are you telling people that they can't solve it and still telling them about it? People don't like knowing things, right? I'm telling you something and I'm setting you up to get mububal from this whole question. So don't raise the question with people if you don't have a good answer. Right? So we once quoted from Rav Huttner, right? Right, Rav Huttner said, no, that's the whole point that the Gra was trying, that's the whole point that the Rambam was trying to say. Rambam was saying, it's okay to know something and to have a question. It's okay. Mamash teaches us the ultimate question is unresolved and cannot be resolved. Okay, but the question of Yediyah versus Bechira, of free will versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his omniscience, his all-knowing abilities. So take a look. Maimer Tzadi Aleph, on the right-hand side. Rabim v'chein shleimim hispalu al inyan ha-Yediyah v'Bechira. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea ma'ayya adam tzadik ha-rasha, im kein ma'akif ha-yediyah shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha-bechira shal ha-adam, u'muchrach liyos kidiyasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem knows you're going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, then that is ma'akiv. That stops a person from being able to choose. And the flip side is also not so good. So if it's true that Hashem has already predetermined what's going to be with you, then Hashem doesn't have to give you any reward. And there shouldn't be any punishment. Then you're just a robot. And if man has free will, and Hashem has to pay him for his free will, then what? Does Hashem not know? Something God doesn't know? God forbid Hashem doesn't know something. So how do we deal with the fact, right, that we do have free will and Hashem knows? How do we reconcile that? So he quotes where it's bolded, the Rambam is Matarit, Eini Diyasa Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Diyasa Shal Basar V'dam, Ve'eini Diyasa Ma'akev Bechira. Hashem has a different type of Yediyah, something that, again, our natural minds can't really wrap themselves around, but Hashem has an understanding of things that supersedes our understanding of things, and He can understand and know things at the same time we can still choose. Okay? Doesn't really help us, but it just says that God has a different way of knowing things. His knowledge is not like our knowledge. Lo machshav asai, machshav asechem. I think differently, Hashem says. So even though if we knew something that would already predetermine the results, Hashem can know it and it doesn't predetermine the results. Okay. But the Vilna Gaon said, and you'll take it with you this Shabbos, when you hear the Haftorah this Shabbos, from Yeshaya Parak Mem, you'll have a new understanding of what the Pesukim are telling you, the ultimate sugya of Yediyah and Bechira. The Vilna Gaon explained, this week's Haftorah, Parshas Lech Lecha. Lama Tomer Yaakov Sedaber Yisrael. O Chalila Nistra Darki Me Hashem O Melokei Mishpati Ya'avur Chalila. Meaning the Pesukim are posing the question. Right? The Pasuk says, what's the point of man doing things if God already knows? Or maybe Nistra Darki Me Hashem. Maybe Hashem doesn't know. It's posing the question. Are my actions worthless because God knows? Or are my actions very meaningful but God doesn't know? Either option is not comfortable for us. If Hashem knows, says the top of the left column, then there's no reward. Or maybe God forbid Hashem doesn't know. And God forbid that should be the case. So does Hashem know or does He not know? That's what the Pesukim are grappling with. Right? Are my actions significant? Or are my actions concealed from Hashem? And either way, we don't seem comfortable. How do we resolve it? So says the Pasuk, what the Rambam says. Hashem knows in a way that's different than the way that we know. Halzeh misayim ha-pasuk. Halo yadata im lo shamata. Hashem borei ketzos ha-aretz. Lo yi'af v'lo yiga. Ein cheker l'tvunaso. There are no limitations upon His understanding of things. Which in three words answers the question. How can God know? If He knows, then I can't choose. And if I can choose, then He doesn't know. Says the Pasuk, Ein cheker l'tvunaso. He knows in a way that's different than any concept of knowing that you have, and you can still choose. Hainu tvunaso ein ma'akif ha-bechira. So the Vilna Gaon said, if you read the Pesukim in this week's Haftorah, it's posing the question. It's grappling with this question until it comes to the conclusion, God is endless, God created everything, He never tires, and His knowledge is beyond anything that we can comprehend. And therefore, yes, it is possible to have both Yediyah and Bechira at the same time. And then the Mechaber of the Sefer goes on, Rav Yosef Saperstein goes on, and he says, maybe that's the pshat in the Pasuk, I don't think this part's from the Gra, but it's a nice pshat, Rabos machshavos b'lev ish, man has a lot of thoughts, and he's allowed to think, and he's allowed to choose, because he can choose, hainu Bechira, however, atzas Hashem hitakum. Yet at the same time, Hashem's decisions stand in their place. How can it be both? And the answer is, because ein cheker l'tunasa. Because God's knowledge is beyond anything we could possibly understand. Again, it doesn't tell us the answer, but it tells us not to be bothered by the fact that we don't have an answer, because it's something that's not comprehensible by our human minds. Okay? And last but not least, something that I was very excited about, that made its way into this year, very late in the game. We know the Gemara in Pesachim, and we know what we say in Shmon Esrei. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. How do we end the bracha? Magen Avram. B'cha Chosman. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'ascha L'goy Gadol, V'avarcha M'varchecha, all these promises, V'hayei Bracha, says the Gemara in Pesachim, you get the Bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avram. We mentioned all three Avos in Shmona Esrei, but who do we end off with? We end off with Avram Avinu. So the Vilna Gaon explains, this same setup of mentioning the Avos and then concluding with Avram is also found in Shema. Because everything that's found in Shemona Esrei is also found in Shema. Okay, let's see. V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha. This is from the Chumash HaGra, which I'm holding in my hand. Beautiful collection. V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha neged Avram. Avram is the lev. U'matzasas levavo ne'eman lefanecha. U'v'chol nafshecha. Who's the nefesh? Is Yitzchak. Why? Mesiras nefesh. He put himself on the akeva. U'v'chol me'odecha, with all of your resources, all of your money, neged Yaakov. Shenasan kol mamono ba'ad maras hamachpela, shenamar b'kivri asher karisi li, shetzavar mamon kikri. Chazal say he made a pile of money in order to buy his way into maras hamachpela. Okay, so Avram is heart, and Yitzchak is soul, and Yaakov is resources, his money. But what do we say next? So that's the medrash. That's the medrash. Right? B'chol levavcha is Avram, b'chol nafshcha is Yitzchak, b'chol modecha is Yaakov. Adds the Vilna Gaon, a beautiful insight. Vayu hadvar ma'ila asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al livavecha. But then we go back, we mention again just the lev. The same way we mention Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then we conclude the bracha magen Avraham. So to hear the chasima is Avram Avinu. Al derech sha'amr chazal ve'aschal l'goy gadol, right? B'cha chosmim. We sign off with you. Same way we end magen Avram. So in Shema also we end with b'chol levavcha. But I want to just say a quick remez. We didn't have any gematrias tonight. Did we have any gematrias? We didn't have any gematrias tonight.
Betza,
we said. Oh, Betza. We said there's something there. 74, we said maybe something. Okay. We didn't have any. We didn't have any. Didn't have any real gematrias. Okay, so with 2 minutes left, I'll tell you something amazing. Everyone talks about this gemara. We end with Avram. So some say, or Judah likes to say, that's why Hask is the most important place in the world. Because we end with the mid of Avram, which is the mid of Chesed. Right? Chesed is the final thing that we have. Gemilas Chasadim is the ultimate to bring the Gula, because our Torah is not like the Torah used to be, and Avodah, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash even. Shemona Esrei, we're barely there. Yeah, the one thing we can do, Bizman Azaz, we can do Chesed, we can still do Chesed, we still care about another Jew. So that's why we end Magen Avram. Yeah, but what we're seeing here is that we also end with what? We end with the Leif. Yeah, the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, Rachmano Liba Bayi, that Hashem desires the hearts. Maybe more than anything else. How do we bring the geula with the midah of Avram, which is b'chol levavcha? To end off with the heart. You need the heart. The heart is the ikar, in a certain sense. The drasha is Beis Yishai, of Shlomo Fisher, where he says, what's the ikar? Is it the heart? It was debated in the ancients. Is the heart the main thing? Is the mind the main thing? The heart's the main thing. Rachmana liba bayi. Hashem desires the hearts. If you do mitzvah zeh kavana, then it's not really worth very much at all. So let's just chazer very quickly. Yeah? The two other religions that dominate the world today are who? Are the Christians and the Muslims. So we've said in the past from a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, Rav Menachem Mendel of Shklov. He says, the names of the two leaders of the other religions are Yeshu, Yud Shin Vav, Gematria 316, and Muhammad, which is spelled Mechumad, which is 98, for a total of 414. 414. Yeah? So Menachem Mendel of Shklov says when we say in Shema, V'ahavta is Gematria 414. And that's how we defeat the other religions of the world. 414. But we mentioned the other week in Shir that there's another 414 that's very chashuv. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is described as an Or Ein Sof. Right? The ultimate term to describe Hashem who is indescribable is an Or Ein Sof. So we pointed out that the Gematria of Or is the same as Ein Sof. They're both 207. Because Or is sort of like this image of something limitless. So Or itself is Ein Sof. And together it's 414. So these nations, these leaders, these, you know, wannabe gods of the other nations, of Yashka and Muhammad, Yeshu and Muhammad, is Gematria or Ein Sof, because they're the ones who are the Snagdus, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megal himself in the world completely. When you daven Shemona Esrei, you say, Hashem, Re'ena ve'anyenu, see all of our suffering, and please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring the Geula Shlema. At least in the Nusach Sfarad version, that's what it says, Geula Shlema. What's the Gematria of Geula Shlema? Geula Shlema. There's a remez that Hashem gave me. Geula Shlema is 414. Because when you defeat the two things, and you defeat Yeshu and Muhammad, right, 414, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu can megal himself, the Or Ein Sof can expand itself completely. Yeah? But we just learned that B'cha Chosmin, the conclusion is Avram Avinu. What does it mean the conclusion is Avram Avinu? The Gra told us, B'chol Levavcha. We end off at the Lev. Rachmana Liba Bai, New remez just from today. Rachmana liba bai, the Gemara says Hashem desires more than anything He desires the hearts. Rachmana liba bai is also Gematria 414. So the way to bring the Gula Shlema is B'chachos from the Midr Av Mavino. The Havta. Right? Ava's what? The Ava that comes from the Jewish heart. That's the Chasim. That's how we defeat Yeshua and Muhammad. That's what it means. V'ahavta is Gematria 414. Gula Shlema 414. Or in So 414. And Rachmana liba bai 414. Okay, we thank the Vilna Gaon for teaching us, and we hope that one day we can be right to call ourselves Talmidim of the Gra.
Shkai. I want to leave a voice.